What's the big old deal? It's the dark side of Richard Hart. You know what I'm saying? We on Street TV, the home of the gang content. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, you gotta cover Buster sometime too. You know what I'm saying? So shout out Adam 22, shout out No Jumper, you know what I'm saying? As of recently, you see the boy Game Goofy Badass go on No Jumper, you know what I'm saying? And he had a lot to say about me, you know what I'm saying? I was gonna leave it at, they not like the Bloods, say what I said, leave it at that, because the truth is the truth. But you know what I mean? You know, he got something he had on his chest, and he had a lot of BS to say. So Goofy Game Badass, he wanna say that we met at a show that him and Slim 400, rest in peace, long live my bro, had. No, y'all didn't have a show. Slim had a show. Shout out Perion J. Key. They had a show for a project / single or whatever that was dropping and allowed that man to perform. Now, this is 2018, I believe. I'm chilling. I get approached. What's the deal? Snoopy Badass. I'm not on rapper mode. I'm not performing here another night. What's up? Englewood Family's Munchie B. Oh, I know. I'm from Hollywood Pyro. Respect. I heard a lot about you. Oh, yeah, Mando. Yeah, respect, bro. All right, do your thing. Push off. Talking about, I say I F with your music and all that, and I never heard it before, never heard of you? Crazy. You performed, you did your thing. All right, more power to you. And let's play a little bit of this clip.
And gave some acknowledgement to like somebody on my phone like saying they're Pyro.
This is big for the B team.
Huh? What's that? P team?
He repeated with your homie.
Who?
Your homeboy. The one you want to do a song with.
Which one was that?
Munchie B.
Man, that Buster.
What?
Mr. Peanut Butter Cheeks.
Really?
Snoopy Badass, Not Like Us, out now.
Really? When I say on the B team, I'm quoting Frosty the Blind Snowman.
Team? The Blind Team?
Nah, that's Munchie Day.
Why did everybody pick on him about that? You guys are crazy.
No. All right, Munchie, let me.
Okay, another thing, bro. You ain't never heard Munchie complain about being in the situation I'm in, right? I'm doing quite well. I'm straight, you know what I'm saying? And free, enough free, shout out Frosty, you know what I'm saying? He the B team also. See the hater shit, but let's keep it going.
Can I get my?
Oh, I don't know what y'all think.
Okay. Let me tell you something about Munchie. I met Munchie probably twice.
Oh, so you met him?
Yeah, the first time I met Munchie, I did a show with Slim 400. He was there. Oh, he was cool. Like, man, I like your music, man. You doing your shit. You feel what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, for sure. Everything was cool. Then he would like hit me in a DM every now and then. Like, man, let's do a song. Let's do this. Oh, you good? That's how I know him. You feel me?
Pause it.
Then.
All right, and that's the truth. Upon meeting him, the homie Perion was like, you know, the homie originally from Louisiana, but he from the B team, he from the turf. He's like, man, F that nigga. I'm like, damn, he seemed cool. He came respectful. Like, nice to meet you, respect. Man, that nigga. But you know, me and him exchanged Instagrams. You know what I'm saying? I like some. We conversate through the DM. Now, okay. It's 2019. I'm spanking down. The woman he addressed in the clip. And all right, go ahead.
And after that, I end up having a show in Denver, and he was there. I had got into it with a female rapper out of Englewood. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I guess she caught herself getting him on me. You feel me? And I'm like, you getting this nigga, man? I slapped the fuck out this nigga.
All right, pause this nigga. Shout out Ash Bash the rapper. You know what I'm saying? She gonna be coming up here soon. Englewood native. She go hard, okay? So now basically, I'm chilling with Ash Bash. He come across my screen. She like, oh, I don't F with him. I'm like, why? He's cool, okay? She like, nah, I don't F with him, X, Y, and Z, be talking shit, whatever, whatever. I'm like, okay. I'm thinking, he a cool dude. I met him. He showed hella respect last year. You know what I'm saying? He been cordial through the DM. I could hit him and be like, hey, you know. So what I did was I DM him. I'm like, hey, Snoopy, what's up? Hey, man, what's up with you and Ash Bash? Like, you know what I'm saying? What? Oh, you, he started going off the hinges. I said, oh, no, I was just going off the hinges. I said, okay, bet. Because I'm not about to thumb wrestle with nobody. I'm like, bet. Boom. And I keep going.
Feel me? So when I get to Denver, he there. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm like, oh, nigga, what's happening? He like, hey, let me holler at you. I said, nigga, what you trying to holler at me about that bitch? He was like, yeah, that's like my sis. I said, look, bro, I told that bitch in the DM, and I'm going to tell you. Nigga, I'm not talking to you about no bitch. Dead homies. And that was it. And he got away from me. You feel me? I look on the internet, he's saying they had me scared in Denver. Like, no, nigga, I told you the same thing.
Let me ask you a question.
Stop it. Okay, listen, bro. He ain't never got at me like that in my life. This is 2019, tenfold day. I was out there on Music Time. Perrion was out there on Music Time. Wookie from Westside Pyro was out there on Music Time. Rest in peace, Red Rum. He was out there on Music Time. Mitchie Slick was out there on Music Time. And I didn't know this man was going to be there. So when I get to Denver, we in the van, me, Wookie, Perrion, and we hear Snoopy going to be there. I said, oh, look at God being messy. He delivered the boy. I said I wasn't going to thumb wrestle with him. And I ain't, okay. We out there. Now, he told a story in the past that he got up on me and patted my pockets and pressed me. The little ugly broad he be with, Angela, or whatever, said she got it recorded. Drop the footage, okay? Now, you ain't never got at me like that in person. I know my daughters, you didn't leave there how you were supposed to leave, and you left Denver a whole day early. Now, Travis Ford, speak up, bro. You was there. It was only Game Goofy Badass, the ugly bitch, and you, y'all three. Tell the truth and shame the devil. But keep going.
I got to ask you.
Let's go.
I be seeing you doing this shit.
Mm-hmm. What?
Now, there was a female from Eaglewood, mm-hmm. and Munchie was in Eaglewood.
Mm-hmm.
Munchie being blind,
mm-hmm.
he's not in Eaglewood without the homies.
True.
So if he move mm-hmm. to holler at you, mm-hmm. the homies going to be standing with him.
Yeah.
So was that really the conversation, or did y'all just really have a more cordial conversation? Because
on my kids, heartbeat on my soul. When the nigga asked me, got at me about the bitch, nigga, keep it real, it was a gang of homies there. It was a gang of Denver homies there. He was only there with like one nigga from his hood. We was in Denver, and Red Rum Martin was there. That nigga came to me and was like, man, what's up with you? I said, man, that bitch. I told her in the DM. That bitch, I'm telling you.
Was a rapper, just a regular random female?
I'll tell you who the bitch is after this shit.
The Ash Bash.
This nigga said the goat mouth bitch name.
I don't know.
Man, show respect to Ash Bash, bro. Man, come on, bro. Don't do that. And you just sparked the idea. Now I'm about to link Alex Alonzo with the Denver homies that was there that night. I was there with Perrion, the Inglewood family. The one homie you talking about, but guess what? I was there with about 12 or 13 homies from Denver, Inglewood family, bro. Stupid. You would even address me that way, you would have got need all in your face, bro. You didn't leave how you were supposed to leave in the transportation you supposed to left in, bro. Keep it real. Just stop lying. Keep it pushing.
Know what the fuck that is.
I don't really know.
The only two females I know from Inglewood.
Huh? Did Smack date her?
Man, I don't know. I wouldn't touch the bitch with your dick.
The only two homegirls I know from Inglewood.
Pause that. Rap killer dick.
Are the two.
He just let Adam tell him that his dick is fire. That aligns up with the story I heard when you had to escape out this apartment because these dudes turned on some gay porn with you there, and you got nervous, and they was trying to, I guess, groom you or get you going. Now, you could guess who told me that, Melvin. You could guess who told me that. All right, keep it pushing.
two twin girls. They be
they no,
be,
no, they cool.
They be freestyling.
They cool. You talking what's about Cam and
Cam and
China?
Yeah,
they cool. Two twin. Yeah. Shout
I've been
them.
Watching them for like years.
Yeah, they cool though. They don't get like but them. People gotta understand. I don't be just picking beef with niggas, bro. You understand what I'm saying? Like, nigga, like niggas be coming at me. Munchie just want to be the top blood rapper and all that shit, bro. That's all that shit out there.
Let me ask you a question.
What's up?
Do you think Munchie can rap?
No, he sucks.
So you hate him. That's hating shit. You got to stop doing that.
He sucks.
You know. Hey, right. Be a motherfucker I don't fuck
I'm
with.
I'm hating because I said he sucks.
Munchie can rap.
And that's the end of the No Jumper soggy. The two women Wack was talking about was Cam and China. Shout out Cam and China. You know what I'm saying? You just let the white boy tell you his dick is fire. I think you wouldn't mind figuring it out on Inglewood. And you said I suck and you're lying, bro. So look, on the bigger and better things, right? You did a whole disclaimer about why Free TC, why that man should stay in jail. You say he killed somebody innocent. You said he told on himself. You said you tried to help him. You said you ran into him in the court tanks and y'all was shackled up. Well, anybody that been in any county jail, I ain't never been in Riverside. Common sense is if you supposed to be going to court on him that day, y'all be keepaways anyway. He didn't know you supposed to be in court. And the story is he slapped the fuck out of you and it's many witnesses to that, bro. Okay, you tell Wack you didn't do your thing on him because he had a Bible in his hand. He kills your mans. And you say the reason why you didn't get bracken on him is because he had a Bible in his hand. Okay. I'm starting to see some consistencies with you not, doing your thing when you're supposed to. Okay, moving forward. You ask him a stupid question like, hey, why must you go so hard on the stink team, but I don't know Rolling Honeys? Inglewood family been beefing with Rolling Honeys since the 70s. Ain't nothing new under the sun. Ain't nothing new, bro. Stop mentioning that man that's in jail. He could be trying to come on an appeal or anything. That's snitching after snitching. Bro, stop doing that, bro. Free that man. Let him come home. I'm not like you. I want that man to come home and we get justice how we get it. You want TC to sit where he at. Free TC, bro. His family want him home. If he killed an innocent person, well, guess what? He doing the time for it. That ain't your job to keep him there. You got to understand, and you told. Period. You didn't do nothing for Worm when you had the chance, when you was in front of the dude that blew his brains out. And guess who else? Guess who else you didn't do shit for? Mr. Henry, your little brother, Nook Nook. You didn't do nothing for him. Sapos. The hood, the Hispanics out there in Banning. Merc, your brother, bro. Did it in 2017. Was hanging on the streets. All this time to 2021. And wasn't touched, bro. On social media, hanging out, not hiding, killed your brother in cold blood, and you did nothing about it and have 4 years to do it. Don't ask why nobody's messing with the Rolling Hundreds. Don't worry about IFG and the Rolling Hundreds. That's gonna be what it's gonna be. I'm not about to talk about no violence with them black men. But play the clip.
Oh, Munchie B, you know what, cuz? Let me tell you something about Munchie B, bro. That's on the damn homies. Cole's pulling up. Cole's doing it. Like, he made shit interesting. He made shit fun and whatever. So, I don't know. Munchie be on some weird shit, bro. But it's like, I know he made shit interesting. I know cuz made shit interesting on the hood. Because, nigga, he was the only niggas coming through the hundreds. He was the only niggas coming through our sides. Cub went to Washington homecoming and was in the stands and walked out that motherfucker. Nothing happened to Cub. So I'm not gonna say nothing about Cub because I know Cub came through.
Hey, look, bro. I didn't say it. They said it. That's E-Mac from 111. He from Rolling Honeys. I didn't say it. He said it. I didn't ask him to do that. He did that. He went live and said that. He said I was the only one doing my due diligence back then. He said I went to Washington High School, was in the stands at their homecoming game, walked out untouched. Nobody did nothing. I mean, what do you want me to say? But that's either here or there. That's Inglewood and Rolling Honey business. But I get it. You sympathize with Ralphie because he didn't do nothing when his brother got killed. I get it. Killer Ink Stink Team, I get it. I get it. Ralphie didn't do nothing. He ran and left his brother. He didn't retaliate. And your brother got killed in 2017. They hung on the streets to 2021. And with no consequence. One of the Mexicans is PC. The other one still on the main line. Free that man. Because everybody need they deserve a second chance at life. You know what I'm saying? He might not be in the same place he was when he did what he did to your bitch ass brother. And I don't even smoke weed, but I'm smoking on Nook Nook tonight, for sure. You brung a Red Bull, so guess what? Fuck Worm, nigga. IFG, fuck Worm and fuck Nook Nook, nigga. You didn't ride or do nothing for him, so why the fuck you even speaking on anything gang-related as far as Inglewood and Rolling Honeys? Leave it alone, nigga. You can't rap, you whack, nigga. Nigga, your baby mama gave me some bracken-ass head on B-Team, nigga, and that's what it is, bro. This ain't what you looking for, nigga. And you put in that song, nigga, watch your daughter around me. I don't mess with kids, bro. I got a going on 18-year-old daughter. But maybe you do, because you just went on No Jumper May 30th and said that you was 34 to whack, but had a birthday the next day, but you really turned 39. What, 85? What, May 31st, 1985?
All I can say in the defense of me, if I felt like I was ratting, I would have never did it, bro.
What I'm saying is you 30 what? You 30 what?
I would have never did it.
You 30 what?
34.
30 what?
34.
30 what?
34.
Come on, bro. Stop talking about that. Why would you tell on this attempted murder and you had your own attempted murder? No. That was some domestic shit between somebody, him and his father, and you was around for it, bro. You ain't put nothing down. You ain't put nothing down, bro. You been for more hoods than I've been to junior high schools. Sex Cash, Neighborhood, Paris, Hollywood, Pyro. Bro, you an embarrassment to the gang culture. I would have never tatted a red and a blue check on my face ever. Never. I could sit across for as many enemies as I want and interview. I ain't never putting no blue check on my face. You crazy. Knock it off, bro. Stop playing with grown folks. But everybody check the description for the link. When little bro Nook Nook got smoked back in 2017, they hung out on the streets all the way to 2021 and enjoyed the PPP money and shit before they went to jail and all that shit. All that, bro. But with that being said, man, this Richard Hart, the dark side of it, you know what I'm saying? Like, not like the blood's out right now. You know what I'm saying? Wax said, put something up with me and you with some rap shit. Nah, I ain't, man, Snoopy, I ain't bringing no light to that bitch. And this the last time I'm addressing it, other than if I come get bored and go to the studio and disrespect you and shit, bro. Don't have me disrespect Big Mel, your dad, bro. Nigga, this the Big Team, nigga. The Big Team knocked your daddy down, nigga. I don't even know how to fuck you a Pyro or try to be, nigga. Big Melvin got killed by the B Team, dumbass. The fuck, nigga? But anyways, everybody go follow my YouTube channel, Morals Over Money 92. Listen, that's Morals Over Money.
Listen up, this the B Team. This the B Team. Cherry X Chucks with the stack with jeans. The stack jeans. Got wet first, now I'm bleeding the same. Like the blood nigga on the ball like Irvin Kareem. 600 pop out, spotter need that fade. Holler that brick, baby, said don't see late. Lay, niggas woofing on the net, that's the shit I hate. All my dogs bang the beat, but they stay with the K. I swear to God, these niggas, they not like us. Not like us. Catch them niggas slipping and we fucking them up. Snow, we better get your ass up, come steer. Find your Uncle Phil and go hire Bel Air.